Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the first 30 minutes of this next hour, they're going to be the views of Jonathan Gray, who's over in New Zealand, and of course he can only stay with us for 30 minutes, but I wanted to talk to him about really some of his adventures. He's had a wonderful life exploring the world, going places that other people haven't been and seen ruins that other people haven't. And certainly we have been to the Holy Land on six separate occasions. We've always gone down to the area of Sodom and Gomorrah. But you know, the guides there will never tell us or show you where Sodom and Gomorrah were. Oh, they're around here someplace, and it couldn't be that they don't know where it is. Maybe they don't, but basically, this is not shown to the tourists over there. Why? The cities are there, the ruins are there, the sulfur balls are there, because of course, if they showed this to people, people would realize that the scriptures are accurate. And of course, he's had a unique opportunity to go to the Mount Sinai, the true Mount Sinai, not the one that is certainly described for the tourists, but the real Mount Sinai is over in Saudi Arabia. And there's so much evidence of all of these things. Jonathan had sent me a treatise recently about some of the beautiful cities exist in Assyria. In Syria, but off the beaten track, there are cities that date back to the 3rd, 4th, 5th centuries. Many of them are almost intact today, and yet very seldom seen by anybody. He has actually, people from his team have been there. Jonathan, what should we talk about? What aspect of this you think that would be most interesting to our listeners for the 25 minutes you'll be with us?
Well, if you're happy to talk about the deserted cities in Syria, there's two lots of cities.
All
one
right.
That you and I were talking about, and then there's some more further south, which is where the old region of Bashan used to be, the land of the giants.
You go right ahead, because basically, of course, yes, some people from your team have been to these cities, and of course, most people don't even know that they're there. These are magnificent cities, aren't they?
Well, yes, that's quite right. There's about 100 deserted cities in Syria, and after all this long time, believe it or not, they are still in a remarkable state of preservation, Dr. Stan.
What do they do? Date back, what, to the 3rd, 4th, and 5th centuries? Well, how far back do they go?
Well, actually, the deserted cities in Syria go right back to the 2nd, as early as the 2nd, maybe in some of them as early as the 1st century.
And why were they abandoned?
Well, first of all, let me say that there's remains of churches, there's remains of houses, inscriptions, and also public buildings that were established in those early centuries. And no modern traveller, as far as I know, has been to most of these at all. No tourist goes there. There are whole regions full of old ruins which are not even shown on the most recent maps. And when I thought that there was no place left to explore, well, I suddenly heard about these. And team members have been in. Yes, you're right. These are off the main lines of travel. They're in the midst of an excitable Muslim population. And as we know, Syria is in the news quite a lot as not a friendly environment to get into at the moment. But describing the region, it's a very wasted land.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Stand, because most people don't really even think much about the history of the Holy Land, other than Jerusalem, dating back to the time of Christ. But this was, there was certainly in the years following Jesus' death in Jerusalem. Why, of course, there were a number of Christian cities that were established, or cities that were already established, that they converted to Christianity, and certainly by the second or third century, why, there was a very large Christian population in Assyria. And these, of course, were people who had been converted to Christianity. But go right ahead with the story, Jonathan.
Yes, this is what you're saying, Dr. Stan. In AD 66, Roman armies in response to a Jewish rebellion, the Romans, of course, were occupying the land of Palestine, and one of the Roman governors upset the Jewish leaders, and so there was a rebellion. And Roman armies came and surrounded Jerusalem, just as Jesus had predicted about 35 years earlier. And the Christians saw this as a sign that he had given them already to get out, because this was going to be the beginning of a big long siege in which actually 1,100,000 people had died, and many more carted off to slavery when Jerusalem fell. But in AD, that was in AD 70, the destruction. But 4 years earlier, in AD 66, the Christians saw this coming because Jesus had warned them, and they escaped out of Jerusalem across the River Jordan to the hills of what today is the land of Jordan, into a little town called Pella, And then from there they went north to Antioch in Syria. And Antioch, after Jerusalem fell, became the new world headquarters for Christianity. But as the church in Rome grew more powerful, because Rome was a capital city, and as the church of Rome grew powerful and adopted pagan practices, it made the punishment of those who disagreed with Rome a serious part of its program, and terrible persecution fell upon Syria. So the entire Christian populations migrated from the areas of the what's now the Silent Cities and the rest of the eastern provinces of the Roman Empire, and they found refuge within the boundaries of the restored Persian Empire. Now, after 622, when the Muslims came into the same territory, the Christians who still remained in Syria worked their way further east and left behind their cities silent and deserted, and the whole area depopulated. So those people who had gone east were able to remain safe from and preserve the original Bible, which from which today we do get the preservation of scripture from the first century through these people, plus through another stream in the west, which we're not talking about. And when they were compared, they were identical and unchanged after all these hundreds and hundreds of years. And today, of course, the King James Bible is the pedigree, that's their pedigree. But the people of Syria who had these cities, they preserved the same scriptures until they had to go east. Very interesting.
And of course, the Christians, there was no way they could possibly fight. Certainly the Roman Empire, that was intent upon crushing Christianity initially. And then, of course, what happened, though, after, of course, the Christianity became the religion of the Roman Empire there, about 300, 350, somewhere in there. And then were the Christians safe for a time until the Muslims came?
No, they weren't. It was when Christianity, so-called, was gained favor with the emperors that it began to persecute the Christians of the East. And that was the first migration out of Syria. And the second migration was when the Muslims came in and finished the job. But a lot of these Christians went further east into Syria, but many of them also set out to conquer Asia for the Lord. And it's interesting that the Christians in the East who survived the two onslaughts, first from the Roman Empire and its successors, and then from the Muslims, they scattered across from Russia to China and all places in between, India and so on. And it's interesting that in the time of Marco Polo, he came through on his way to China, and he declared that half of India was Christian, and the most powerful kingdom in India of six that he knew was Christian. So Christianity actually spread across Asia, and there were 6 million Christians even in China at an early date. So a lot of a gospel story has been lived out, but never been written in the popular history books.
And certainly the pictures that I have seen of this one Assyrian town that has been totally abandoned, the ruins are there. I mean, it's a magnificent city. I mean, certainly it looks very much like Rome with these, and Italy with these magnificent pillars, you know, and so many of the stone ruins were intact, at least this one city. And I assume that's just one of many.
One of 100 in North Syria, yes.
Why don't we ever talk about those ruins? Why don't they actually, of course, take tourists into those regions?
Well, of course, that's a good question, but Syria is not an easy country to get in, nor a safe country at the moment to get into. The regime is anti-West, and there are safer and more easily accessible places at the current time. But the cities remain there just the same, and travelers have gone in, and members of my team have gone in there.
Well, you know, one of the things, as I commented at the very beginning of the program, is certainly as a tourist on six separate occasions to the Holy Land, of the fact that ordinarily they never show tourists Sodom and Gomorrah, which tends to verify the biblical stories. But I, other than, of course, Ron Wyatt, and you, and then, of course, one of our producers, Herman, who had hooked up with one of the tours that was put on by some of Ron Wyatt's followers. I mean, he got a chance to see Sodom and Gomorrah, which are still there. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your experience going into Sodom and Gomorrah? There were five towns over there. Apparently, the ruins are still there, and yet they never take the tourists. At least, to my knowledge, they never take the tourists.
Generally speaking, that is correct. There are the occasional bus drivers who go down and are honest or informed enough, and they take their children in, their passengers in, and sometimes they can pick up sulfur balls. But generally speaking, that's true. The tourist industry does not know, or if it does know, it does not want to promote these biblical cities, because they do prove an event that the book of Genesis speaks of as historical.
Well, you actually got into, was it Sodom or was Gomorrah that you got to?
My team and myself have gotten, I've been in eight times, and mainly in Gomorrah, because Gomorrah, the reason for that is Gomorrah, the ruins there are better preserved than those in the other four locations. And as you walk across the desert, as I did on my first occasion, I tramped for a good long time from the direction that I came. And the desert has brown stones scattered all over it. But in the distance, you look and you see a white wall which envelops a large area of white behind it. And that white wall actually is the remnants of an ancient city wall, a double wall.
Was this stone there burned then at the time of the destruction of the city?
Yes, it was. The stone was burned. And you can actually you go in there and you can walk down what used to be ancient streets with crossed streets crossing over them like a lattice work. And on either side you will see these tall buildings. I think probably about the tallest building I've seen there, it would be about four stories high. And in some cases you can identify doorways. It is possible to go into them. Pillars. Yes, there are quite a few pillars. There are remains of houses, no question about what they are. And you can actually walk over the top of them. But because many of them are hollow underneath, you have to be very careful. My wife almost slipped right through the roof of one, and if she had, we would never have been able to get her out.
Well, basically, how far west of the highway there is the city?
West of the highway that goes down from Jerusalem, past the Dead Sea, down to Eilat, on the shore of the Gulf of Aqaba.
Yes.
It's very close, actually. It's only about a quarter of a mile, half a mile from the road. The way I went in was from the south, and it was longer. That's why I said it took me quite a while to get in. But you can actually, if you wanted to hop off the bus, get off the bus and walk across the desert toward the ruins. But I'd recommend anyone going there take three things. First of all, a lot of water. I've known travelers who have died in hours from dehydration in that hot desert, especially in the summertime, Dr. Stan. But a good supply of water, a good hat, a hat that covers over your neck as well as your face and your ears, and sunglasses, because it can be blinding. The reflection of the sun coming back off the white ash can really blind you.
And certainly there's no question that this is Gomorrah. Are there any locals there at all, anybody locally would be there to help identify people? I know when Herman, who's one of our producers, went, he was with us, tour, and they were followers of Ron Wyatt, and apparently they got some sort of a vehicle fairly close by. Now,
there are local people in Israel now who can direct you there. As a matter of fact, we had a phone call from Israel to Australia when we were there asking us how to find the place.
Well, I think it's amazing. But ladies and gentlemen, there is a conscious effort to conceal the truth about so much of biblical truth. And fortunately, Ron and other people have tracked this down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Hold on. Even the huge gates are still standing there.
Jonathan's simply talking about this is the area now of southern Syria. Before he was talking about northern Syria, where there were many of these ruins of the ancient cities. But in southern Syria, there are cities that date back 4,000 years that are not simply ruins, but they are, you can actually see some of the actual buildings there. Now, has the wood lasted all of this time?
The interesting thing is that these cities are built of stone. The streets are paved, and they're still perfect, not a stone out of place, and the walls of the houses are up to 8 feet thick. Not 8 feet high, they're 8 feet thick, built of large square blocks of basalt without cement. Basalt actually is volcanic rock. The whole area of Bashan is volcanic originally. And the roofs are made of basalt slabs. They're cut like planks and they reach down from wall to wall. And there are heavy slabs of stone that form the ceilings and the doors. The window shutters are also of stone. So they're remarkable buildings. And the massive doors were hung upon pivots, working in sockets, just like the window shutters. And that black basalt is almost as hard as stone. Now, the doors themselves are tastefully ornamented with panels and with garlands of fruit and flowers sculptured in relief. Really beautiful. The workmanship is fantastic. The rooms inside private houses measure up to 20 feet high. They're huge rooms, and they're in perfect preservation. And they, many of them still have stairways. You can walk up the stairs and visit rooms on a higher floor. One thing, however, that's interesting, moss does grow over the ruins, and you'll see groups of columns springing up from dense foliage among the oak. You'll see creepers twisting around the pillars, and prickles and brambles growing in clusters over the doorways. And then you'll notice branches of trees that shoot through gaping cracks in some of the old walls, and little creatures like owls flapping their wings, and foxes and jackals, they scamper along through the streets. It's really an incredible, it's like landing on a new planet, but this is our own planet, building still intact and very, very old and well-built.
And because this was an area where these giants lived there 4,000 years ago?
Yes, and these were buildings that must have been lived in by these giants because the ceilings are so high.
And there's a whole different world out there that we seldom talk about. You'd think that somebody would go over there with cameras and photograph this. Any idea why, with all the facilities that we have today, they've never been photographed? I would think that because you could put together some wonderful videos and market them around the world.
Yes, yes, and that's a logical question. Well, when I was in that general area, I was going to explore some of a deserted city, and I flew in, actually, and a guard was placed on my room, wouldn't let me out until a plane left the country again. They said, it's too dangerous, the Bedouins will kill you.
And so basically,
a member of my team got in, however, and I wish it had been me instead of him, but he got in and gave a pretty good report.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, our guest, of course, is Jonathan Gray, and we're going to have to let Jonathan go. But Jonathan certainly is sort of like Indiana Jones and some of the stories. And Jonathan, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you and get some of the fascinating material that you have available?
Oh, I'll be sure. Thank you. They could go to my website, Dr. Stan, and the website is beforeus.com. That's www.beforeus.com. And by the way, just scrolling down a little way on that website, on the main page, I've got a little square block where you can just put your first name and your email address, and you'll start getting a free email every week.
Now, you have a book that we actually carry, and is it The Secret Mystery or The Mystery? What is that?
Dead Men's Secrets, yeah.
What is that now?
Dead Men's Secrets.
Dead Men's Secrets. We carry this book written by Jonathan Gray. It's fascinating part of history that tends to tie together so much of what's going on today with the history of the Bible, and hopefully we get Jonathan on again in the near future. We could do a program on that, but we're going to have to let him go. He's teaching a class over there in New Zealand to the students, and so I promised him we'd only keep him for 30 minutes. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Yes, listeners, you can trust God's word implicitly. If anyone tells you you cannot take the book of Genesis or those old stories literally, don't believe it. take this from an archaeologist and from dozens of men who've worked with me over there in the desert. You can believe every word of the Bible as true.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChileProperties.com. That's SouthernChileProperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and sitting here for the next hour and a half, we'll have with us our good friend Bill Sardi, and we'll talk about America. You know, it's just 100 years since the Titanic went down, and everybody said why the Titanic was unsinkable. You couldn't sink this ship. That's one reason they didn't put enough lifeboats on the ship, because, of course, the Titanic could never go down. The trouble is the Titanic did go down because, of course, there were many, many faults as far as the actual production of the ship was concerned. But the popular belief was that the Titanic could not sink. Well, 100 years later, America, this great, wonderful republic that we have, a society that has given so much benefit and a wonderful life to so many of us, is in the verge of a financial crisis for which there is no escape. Today, 43 cents out of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed, and since other countries will not lend us the money, we're simply lending the money to ourselves. How long can you continue having the Federal Reserve System create money out of nothing and buy up the debt of America so we can continue living beyond our means? This has been tried repeatedly. It goes all the way back. Read what happened in ancient Greece. You can read what happened in ancient Rome when Diocletian, 300 AD, declared wage and price controls to make up for the inflation that he had brought about by certainly his poor management of the finances of ancient Rome. People say it couldn't happen here. America couldn't be destroyed. But we're in the process of doing that because there's a small group of people that control both political parties whose loyalty is not to America, but to this dream of bringing about a one world government. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to impose this one world government on the rest of the world. They have a plan. It involves lowering living standards in America, the deindustrialization of our society, getting us to restrict the amount of energy that we use, and so many other things that the average individual really cannot understand. And of course, we're moving into a crisis situation. What can we do? Well, our good friend Bill Sardi has some ideas, and I thought we'd put Bill on, and if you have any questions down the line you'd like to ask, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Bill, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Somebody called this to our attention, and that's the Parker Brothers Monopoly Game instructions. Let me read them to you. The bank collects all taxes, fines, loans, and interest, and the price of all properties which it sells in auction. The bank never goes broke. If the bank runs out of money, the banker may issue as much more as may be needed by writing on any ordinary paper. Those are the instructions to the Monopoly board game by Parker Brothers. Isn't that the game we're playing? Aren't we just writing on paper of any kind? I mean, it's comical and yet so tragic at the same time.
Well, of course, the thing is that right now the system seems to be working. It seems to be working very well. So the inflation may be a little higher than they're admitting. Maybe it's 8 or 10% in there. But after all, we're still living very well. So I think most of our people, certainly if they don't have a job, they can get unemployment benefits. They can get free health care. Certainly they can get subsidized housing. The world is going on very well, at least for the present time, and the average American is oblivious about what inevitably lies ahead, because you can't simply repeal the laws of economics, and there's nothing new under the sun. It happened in ancient Greece. It happened in ancient Rome. It's happened dozens of times throughout the centuries. We certainly saw what happened in Brazil 50 years ago. We see what happened in Germany 80 years ago. We see what's happening in Zimbabwe today, where their stock market is moving and growing faster than any other stock market in the world. It can be up by 200,000 or 300,000% in a year. The only trouble is $100,000 won't buy you a loaf of bread in Zimbabwe today. But go right ahead, Bill.
Well, certainly we're going to fall over the cliff, and as they say, by the time we notice it, it's too late. We can't take corrective action. When does the cliff come? Well, we're near the precipice, and we get pushed over after the election. So the Congressional Budget Office is saying we're going to lower the national debt, that is what we spend beyond what we collect in taxes, from $1.5 trillion to $565 billion, and then in 2 years down to $265 billion. And how do we do it? On the backs of the taxpayers, we're going to unleash onerous taxes on our wealthy individuals from 35 to 39.6% for the wealthy, the top tax rate that they're going to pay. The problem with that, it's going to collect less taxes because it is the wealthy that are keeping the consumer economy together. 70% of our economy is consumer goods, and that's what the wealthy spend, and we're going to take away that last little 5%, and they won't have it to spend. They won't be buying the fancy purses and boots and things that they're doing. And so that'll be counterprotective. We also, the president has been very direct about this, is why should secretaries pay a higher percentage of their income than their bosses in federal taxes. Well, some of their bosses are making income just simply out of investment, not out of regular income. And so out of their investments, that's considered capital gains. It's taxed at 15%. And, of course, they want it to go up to 30%. Well, of course, that's going to backfire because people of wealth will just hold on to their stocks and won't take any profit.
And, you know, Bill, the thing is that it's, everything is misleading. When Warren Buffett says that his secretary is paying, more taxes than he is, what Warren Buffett means to say is, my secretary is paying at a higher tax rate than I do. Not that she's paying more income tax than I am, because, of course, his income tax is, his income is primarily coming from capital gains, which is taxed at 15%, where his secretary would be, who's actually making a very large salary. I mean, we're talking about $100,000 to $150,000 a year. Suddenly is paying, you know, at a much higher tax rate. But it's all smoke and mirrors. It is not that she's paying more taxes than he is, but she's paying at a higher tax rate than he is, and that's frankly dishonest. And Warren Buffett is lying.
Well, and
he infers that she's paying more taxes than he is.
That's right. Well, and the president has, provoked this issue and continues to point mislead. And, of course, the reason why we have lower taxes for people that invest their money is we want them to put it into play. And if they'll put it into play and help build America and put it at risk, the secretary is just making normal income. She's not putting money at risk. So we tax them at a lower rate. So we want them to put it into play and keep the economy going. We don't promote hoarding. Even the Bible doesn't promote hoarding. So it's very important that we do these things, and the government is going to shoot itself in the foot come after the election as it increases these taxes and does these backfire strategies that just don't work.
And of course, here in California, as you know, we pay, I think, about almost 9% or close to 10% capital gains. So if you pay a federal tax of 39.5% and then a 10% state capital gains tax, and now, of course, Governor Brown really wants to raise that 10% California tax to 13.5%, with the idea that if we get this up over 50%, look at all the money we're going to have. The only trouble is England did that recently. They raised the income tax on their wealthy to over 50% in the effort to get more money. And what happened? There was a dramatic decline in the amount of money going into the British Treasury because the wealthy just simply quit the spending money and quit cashing in on their investments. And the government was getting less in the way of revenue. And our leaders know what's going on. What they really want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is that they try to give the impression, oh, well, we're on the side of the poor people, but they really want to destroy the fabric of our society. And when you understand that, it really all begins to make sense. But you go right ahead, Bill.
Well, what I'm proposing is maybe there's a way we can have a tax revolution. We can't continue on having the masses vote themselves their own increases and the very few that pay the taxes, the 1%, we talk about the 99%, and the 1%, well, the 1% of the top income earners, wage earners, hardly call them wage earners, they're probably their own businessmen, there's about 1.4 million of them who pay 39% of the federal taxes, somewhere in that range. And what would happen if we just got them to, well, not pay their quarterly taxes? They don't have deductions taken out. They write their own checks. Or even just file an extension. We would bring the government down. We would absolutely make it beg. And we don't need to get all of that 1.4 million. A lot of them are the crazy bankers and banksters, as we call them. And so obviously they wouldn't cooperate. But maybe we'd get 40% of them. That's all we'd need to do. They wouldn't have the money to operate government. We'd have a mandate to tell them to fix it, or we won't pay. And, of course, the horrors is that, you know, we understand it. There would be babies without milk and their children without they're having their teeth fixed and things like this. But we're going to have to go through something momentarily in order, as the of course the people on welfare and other things would cry, those nasty rich people not paying their taxes. But of course the whole thing's going to come down, and we can't keep piling on the taxes on the wealthy. We couldn't possibly pull ourselves out of the debt that we're in these days, even at a 90% tax rate. So the only kind of meaningful tax revolution we'd have is the 1% revolution, the national we won't pay day. I don't know I could ever get it started, but at least I start the discussion, is getting people to think maybe the people at the top end ought to delay their tax payments so we can get reform. And if they want to throw all the wealthy in jail, well, fine. That just makes it permanent. They'll get no taxes. Obviously, they can't do it, and we know it, and maybe there's meaningful reform there. Maybe we can get some sense into them in some way. We can't continue going with a federal government that continues to think that private capital is no good, but public capital is great. So we take and we tax the people. There's 15% overhead added to hiring public workers. And then we do things like, we start the Chevy Volt electric car. We underwrite General Motors. And we guarantee a loan. And what do? We sell only 6,000 Chevy Volt electric cars. Can you imagine this? This is the new capitalism, the new American private enterprise, backed by government. We start Solyndra, a solar panel company, with a $528 million government loan. It falls flat on its face. We've got another $2 billion solar energy plant out here in California, just filed for bankruptcy. Crony capitalism, that's what they call it, and it's falling on it flat on its face. We should be outraged that the federal government thinks that money in the government's hand is better than it is in private hands, where it can be used more efficiently and obviously better. So, and a lot of us buy into this. You know, it's just we worship the great God of government, and it's the way it is. We need to really think in other ways. And one of the things that we have done is to ask, well, when did all this start? When did the government actually collapse financially? And you're saying we're doing pretty well, yes, kind of. But actually, there are two dates in history when the American economy already collapsed. One was about 14 years ago, says John Malden, the author of Endgame, who says that about that time, the private economy stopped growing and the federal government stepped in and conjured up the phony wars, expanded the military, created more government jobs, and put more people on the backs of the wealthy. That was 14 years ago. And then we can go all the way back to 1971, when Richard Nixon, obviously convinced by banksters, the lenders, that we don't need to be on a gold standard. Why? Because off the gold standard, we've got rubber money and we can stretch it as far as we want. And so what I maintain is that since 1971, while we have many wonderful achievements in America, everything from going to the moon to inventing the miracle drugs, we've got a history of inventing the assembly line, the light bulb, the airplane, the space satellites, atomic bombs, lasers, all of those wonderful things, but all of the recent accomplishments, well, they were achieved with a false economy. And Yahoo poll says 75% of Americans believe the United States is the greatest country in the world. It was the greatest country in the world. It may be still the greatest country in the world financially due to the demise of the others, who are failing faster than we are, and we're kind of helping them in that direction by what we call dollarizing the world, sending a lot of dollars overseas and then flooding them so they have worse inflation than we do. It's a little strategy of ours, but nonetheless, what we have is a country that's living on its past laurels and accomplished a standard of living which it hasn't earned. And so we won't be able to continue this as we go. And I'm just was making some notes today about how we fool ourselves, how wealthy we are. When we ask people, well, what kind of wealth do you have? Well, I own a house and three cars and I have a college degree. No, you don't. No, you own a document called a mortgage that says you owe money to the bank, and three cars that say you owe money to the bank, and a college degree which has put you in debt. It hasn't added to your value. Somehow it's gotten turned around and debt has become valuable.
Hold that thought for right now. Of course, our guest is Bill Sardi. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be considering this discussion in the next hour. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Bill has actually made this recommendation, I think. Did Lou Rockwell actually carry the article for you?
Lou Rockwell has printed my article, The 1% Revolution.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to have Bill Sardi with us for the next hour. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bill is just simply asking a question, could we have a tax strike by the people at the top end of the ladder, that 1%, and if they just stop paying their taxes, the whole structure of government would come toppling down. We said, oh, we have to have government to defend us from the terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, we're funding the world terrorist movement. If you doubt that, simply go up and write in ISI funds Al-Qaeda on your search engine. ISI funds Al-Qaeda. Of course, that's Pakistani intelligence. And then after you've verified that's true, write in CIA funds ISI. That's, of course, the Central Intelligence Agency. You'll find out that we're funding Al-Qaeda. It's all fraudulent. And maybe that, of course, is why it was somebody from the U.S. State Department who put the underwear bomber onto the plane. And, of course, the whole thing was as phony as a $3 bill. They built a bomb that couldn't possibly explode. And you go to Kurt Hoskell's Sydney website, and you'll find out that what I'm telling you is true. Or go to my discussion on this. You'll find this on the website and certainly in some of my writings. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to get Sydney contribute to Radio Liberty, you can contact us by calling 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, could certainly use your support. We've had a number of our people who've been able to support us in the past who are having financial problems, so they've had to step aside, and we hope that if you are in a position to help, you will. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the new DVDs we have. One of them is called Aspartame. It's by Sydney Betty Martini. It's a talk she gave at our conference. Excellent. You know that aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent and is being used for biological warfare. It's in 6,000 products that are used on our kids today, which is one reason why many of them have difficulty with their minds, because aspartame is designed, it breaks down into, first of all, into methyl alcohol and then formaldehyde, and it attacks the brains of our children, along with some of the other things we're giving in the way of fluoride and mercury in the vaccines. And they know there's mercury in the vaccines and the dental fillings they're putting in the little children's teeth, and that's poisoning the brain and the immune system and predisposing to cancer and all sorts of problems. You need to get the DVD Aspartame by Betty Sardi. We have a wonderful DVD by Roslyn Peterson. It's called Geoengineering. It goes into the backgrounds of contrails, chemtrails, certainly of aerial spraying. That's Geoengineering by Roslyn Peterson. You need our new 4-CD set on Occupy Wall Street, certainly a controlled opposition, well financed by that 1% or the 0.1% that runs our country, and of course makes mockery of the democratic process and funds the opposition. They fund the conservative movement. They can fund the liberal movement. They can fund the Christian movement. They have created Occupy Wall Street. You certainly will want to get certainly the new DVD. We've just completing now, and it'll be available in 2 or 3 days. It's on Agenda 21. It's a talk given by our good friend Michael Shaw, and it's available. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you want to get my a book of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's vitally important that you really understand how these things work. And then if you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you really don't understand what's going on today. You want to get my talk on the dangerous deception. You want to get my talk on the dangerous secret and on the fearful secret. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927.
We raise our voice.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. I guess for this next hour will be our good friend Bill Sardi, and because he's talking about what can we do to actually try to point out the fact that there is no way that this financial system can collapse. They can keep it going till after the election, but it's going to collapse right now. Of course, China is the second largest economy in the world, and their economy is only about a third of ours. But what is America's GDP based upon? It's certainly not based upon the production. We actually have a trade deficit of $500 billion a year. We have a trade deficit of $500 billion a year. What is the gross domestic product of America based upon that dwarfs out of China? Why, of course, the consumer buying. We're just spending money like it's going out of style. Basically, the Americans certainly are the greatest buyers in the world, but it's all done with borrowed money. And today, the United States borrows 43 cents out of every dollar we spend, and this cannot continue forever. In fact, right now, the only way the government can do that is to borrow it from itself to create the money. And the Federal Reserve is creating the money that, of course, is being actually then, of course, used to buy up our debt. And then, of course, what's happening to all this money? Well, the banks are getting this, and they're hanging on to it. Many of the corporations are getting massive. We're talking about trillions of dollars they hold, and they're hanging on to it. Why? Because if they were to spend the money, we would have rampant inflation, and the whole house of cards would come down, and it would become very obvious the treasonous activities of the people working behind the scenes. Well, who's working behind the scenes? And as we pointed out so many times, there is an establishment. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness. Some people call it the power elite. Some people call it the establishment. Some people have other names for it. But it is a group of very wealthy and powerful men who control both political parties, who certainly control the military, who control the banking industry, who control the corporations, who controls our educational system. They have actually purchased control of our religious organizations. They control the great tax-exempt foundations, and they make mockery of representative government because they buy and sell politicians on their whim. And these are the people who control our society, and these are the people who are leading us towards the ultimate destruction. Why? Because they have an intense hatred of America. They want to use the financial military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. They want to lower our living standards. They want, of course, to decrease our consumption of energy. And this is going to really start taking place after the election, no matter who wins this election. They've got it rigged so that one of their people will win the Republican nomination, and they already have a nominee from the White House. We'll have the opportunity to go to the polls in November to vote for the candidate of their choice, unless, of course, the American people have the courage to vote for a third-party candidate. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bill, you go right ahead.
Well, of course, Dr. Stan, we are in trouble. We're just not seeing it. They're going to make it look rosy until the election. We're going to raise taxes on the wealthy and collapse the consumer economy, which the wealthy are propping up. We're going to increase the capital gains taxes, which will mean the wealthy will invest less money. We give them a lower tax rate, hoping they'll put money in play, invest it to keep America growing. If we increase the capital gains tax, most of us are not involved in that. But for the wealthy people, they'll just hang on to their money, hoard it, won't profit take, and what you're going to have? Why, you're going to have less taxes brought in. You'll see a collapse of the economy, and this is what they're planning to bring us out with.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sorry. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY at 464-8295. And Bill's basically talking about the four stages that we're going to go through as the economy proceeds to collapse. First of all, the kids, the family, the parents are going to come back and start living together in a common home. Children, they go through college. They can't get a job. They have to come home. They having real problems financially. And the best way, of course, is to share the expenses with members of your family. And then, of course, this inability to pay the debts we're seeing increasingly on the part of people and the part of communities. And then the third is, of course, to move into motorhomes. If you move into a motorhome, why, of course, you don't have the property taxes to pay. If you want to go to another area where there are jobs, you can do that. And other than having to pay for, the expense of parking your motorhome in some sort of a lot, you have very few expenses. And then lastly, of course, we see the public unrest. We're going to see increasing public unrest across America. And of course, this is being fomented in part by the Occupy Wall Street movement, which has been created by the people of great wealth. We hear about, we're against that, we're the 99%. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all contrived. the Occupy Wall Street movement is being funded by people of great wealth. Why? Because they want a controlled opposition, which will never attack the real root cause of what's going on, specifically the Federal Reserve System, the bankers, of course, who are behind this, the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, Foreign Institute for International Affairs, Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations. These people who are financing, coordinating this whole movement, those people who want to destroy America, to transfer our wealth to other nations and lower our living standards, none of this is happening by accident. It's all carefully orchestrated and carefully planned under the name of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, with the whole idea of lowering our living standards, limiting our access to energy, deindustrializing America, and, of course, turning the America into a nation of impoverished people by destroying the value of their life savings and their pensions. And, of course, they know exactly what they're doing. And the fact that most people don't understand this is all coordinated simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our guest is Bill Sardi. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Bill.
Well, I see here that Lou Rockwell, the libertarian site, listing 9 cities where jobs are booming in the United States. If we could only get there, for many people that are desperate, the San Jose area of California, San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Orlando, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, Richmond, Virginia, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, all with declining, rapidly declining unemployment rates, considerable. So I guess if we were just more mobile, for a lot of people that just are looking for a job, don't have a career, maybe this would be an answer for some people. What I'm trying to point out in a couple of reports I've been writing is that how simple our economy would be to fix. Let me give you an example. Right now we see the fracking, that is the fracturing of the earth with water through shale beds in order for us to get to the oil, and this is all under the banner of creating energy independence. Ladies and gentlemen, what a fraud. They're going to lock in and insure $5 and $10 a gallon gasoline. This is the most expensive way to pull oil up out of the ground. And what's happening when they're pulling and doing all this fracking, by the way, the Environmental Protection Agency looking the other way because it's destroying the environment, and they're letting this happen. And, ladies and gentlemen, what are they finding when they go down there and looking for the shale oil? Why, natural gas. And we've got more natural gas now than ever before, and it's the very lowest price. It's unbelievable. And what do we need to do? We're just ignoring the natural gas. Ladies and gentlemen, we can do all of our heating oil with natural gas. We can run all of our automobiles, clean-burning cars and clean-burning air, just natural gas. All we need is the filling station, and to convert our existing automobiles for $2,000, the government changed the rules and made it $10,000 in league with the oil companies. Honda has a natural gas car. They don't say too much, so they don't get in, of course, political trouble here. We could be fixing this whole thing to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars a year just by converting to natural gas. Are we being gamed? Yes. What can we do about it? Nothing, unless you kick these guys out of Congress that are completely paid off by the oil company. This is that simple to fix, but the American people have to exert some sort of pressure here. And by the way, a lot of our electricity could be generated from natural gas. It's a natural resource. The cost to get it out of the ground is very little. The cost to refine it is zero. And why are we even fooling around with petroleum? It's beyond me. And it's just to show you we can fix this. We don't have the political will. The people have the will, but they're misled and they're missing a great big story here. Natural gas. And once we create the electricity, what can we do with it? Well, we can take that electricity and put new kinds of composite cable into place composite is what they're making the new Boeing Dreamliners out of. It's much more durable. It'll transmit twice as much of electricity. We will save as much money in a year by putting new power cables in over steel cables, which are ancient. We will save enough money to fund all of Medicare. We will save just in what we call line loss. You transmit electricity from point A to point Z. You create heat and you lose electricity you can't bill for. And we could, just the line loss, we could reduce it would be equal to all the profits of Exxon Oil in a year. So you could fix the United States just with two things. Convert to natural gas, use more efficient power cables on the towers that you see strung out here, and you would get to the point of saving close to $1 trillion a year. There are answers out here. What's standing in the way of it? Congress. They're paid off. They're not going to let these things happen. This is how simple it would be for us to fix things. And, of course, Ron Paul pointed out that we can save $1.3 trillion by forgiving the debt that we owe to ourselves. Believe it or not, we borrowed from ourselves, like from Social Security. And what we do is we have IOUs in there. We say that the Social Security system isn't broke, but it isn't broke because it has IOUs. And so we owe interest on those IOUs. Why? Well, just forgive those. And, of course, it's Ron Paul, the only man who knows what's going on in this country, who says, let's just wipe that off and save $1 trillion right there. Not even one presidential candidate even knows what he's talking about or even was aware of this great savings you can make. America can turn things around in a big way. Let's just assume for a minute that we went on to the gold standard. We went back to a gold standard that we were on first before Nixon, and then, of course, in 1913, we were way back before we were taken off. Gold was taken away and confiscated. And, of course, what would that do? It would make the dollar the most valuable currency in the world. And that would be bad for foreign trade because, you see, nobody would buy our goods because we'd have a very highly valued dollar. On the other hand, it would create efforts, like I just explained, for us to use natural gas, to make electricity more affordable and things like that. And, of course, what does gold do? It takes in the rains. It stops the rubber economy, the rubber dollar, from stretching. And that's what we've done. We've just printed money until it's worth about 3 cents today. The 1913 dollar is worth 3 cents in comparative purchasing power. That's what we've taken it down to due to inflation. So you all get the idea of who to pin the tail on the donkey. The donkey, folks, is the Federal Reserve and Mr. Bernanke, his innocent 3% inflation a year. It's actually more than that. But even if we calculated for that, a single mother with a child, the child born in 1990, about 21 years ago, making $36,000 a year then, her child entering the workforce for the first time would have to make $60,000 a year on his first day on the job to equal what his mom made 21 years ago. Who can we thank for that? Mr. Bernanke at the Federal Reserve and all the rest of the banksters. By inflation, which they planned, they fleeced us of any chance of wealth whatsoever, and they continue to do this. We need to pin the tail on the right donkey, and that's who it is. And, of course, you see the Federal Reserve mocking the idea of a gold standard, but it's the only thing that can't be duplicated as fast as paper money. And when you print paper money, it's endless. You devalue the existing currency. And the problem is, as you print more money, for the short time, things look great. This is what the economist Mark Faber out of Thailand says. You have the crack up, boom. And then things crash. And so, boom, gloom, boom, and then doom. And, of course, as you print money, things look great for just a short while. And then you find out it's not worth anything.
And so, people really don't understand. We're on the verge. Right now, our inflation rate, according to John Williams, is running about 11%. Well, not that bad. Certainly a lot of prices are going up. Well, then what happens when it goes to 20%? What happens when it goes to 30%? It'll be there probably within 3 years at the most. And at that point, of course, the value of your life savings is really in jeopardy. And, of course, everything you work for your whole life will be gone. Your wealth will be gone, and you'll be impoverished. Ladies and gentlemen, get involved. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan and Assembly Bill Sardi is talking about how in North Dakota, why they're actually talking about doing away with the property tax. Why? That means that your property belongs to you, that the government cannot come and take your property because you can't pay the taxes on it. And basically, of course, you think you own your property. No, it belongs to the government. You're allowed to live there as long as you pay a fee to the government. Do away with the property tax, and you own your property, and no one can take it away because you don't have the money to pay your taxes. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. America is moving towards the crisis in history. We're going to be we are on the verge of financial insolvency, and certainly in many ways we are worse off than they are over in Greece. Now, of course, our government has, they create money out of nothing. They give it away in the form of food stamps. They give it away in the form of certainly school lunches. They give it away in the form of free health care. They give it away, in the way of providing for the people from the cradle to the grave. But how long can you continue giving away money you don't have? Well, they've reached that point over in Greece because they cannot print money. They've given up their sovereignty to the European Union. And this is why, of course, what you're not hearing through the regular media is that there certainly is anarchy in many of the cities over in Greece today. The demonstrations and fires and major demonstrations almost on a daily basis. Certainly later this month there's going to be a major election in Greece. And I'm sure that the new government is going to simply disavow all of these agreements that have been imposed upon the people there by the Trilateral Commission. Did you know that they appointed a new president there in Greece? His name is Papademos. He just happens to be one of the 100 members of the Trilateral Commission. He was appointed. He wasn't elected by the people. And he's made the agreement, of course, that will enslave the Greek people. He's made the agreement with the other parties that will enslave the Greek people for the next 50 years. The same thing has happened in Italy, where they've appointed a new president who just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. This is the invisible government I talk about, which controls our government, which controls Barack Obama, but they controlled certainly George W. Bush before him. And they controlled Bill Clinton, and they controlled George Herbert Walker Bush, and they controlled Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan, after criticizing Jimmy Carter, President Carter, for having members of the Trilateral Commission in his government, Ronald Reagan actually invited all the members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission for dinner at the White House. And if you doubt that, because you never see it, of course, written in the controlled media, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs. David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he chortles about the fact that Ronald Reagan invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. You see, it really doesn't matter whether you have a Democrat or Republican in the White House. They control them all, and Chris how could they control Ronald Reagan? Well, I don't know whether it's because he almost died when a friend of the Bush family tried to kill the president. What do you think the chances are that the man who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan just happened to actually be a member of a family very close to the Bush family? Do you think that happened just by accident? And if the bullet had been, two inches the other way, it would have, of course, killed Ronald Reagan, or maybe, of course, severed his spine, as they did with George Wallace. Well, of course, that was a symbol, the sign to Ronald Reagan, you better go along with the system, or, of course, there's going to be terrible consequences for you and your family. And, ladies and gentlemen, yes, they kill the families as well. In fact, when Ross Perot had the audacity to run on a third-party ticket, they put a contract out, certainly not only on Ross Perot, but on the members of his family as well, his wife and his daughters. Ross Perot even talked about that and was ridiculed and laughed at by Rush Limbaugh and other establishment commentators, how ridiculous that is. Ladies and gentlemen, I talked to the assassin, the man who was given the contract. Because he disappeared shortly after our interview, never to be heard from again. His name was Chip Tatum. You can still get that interview in our four-tape set on Deadly Assassins, where we interview several government assassins. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Bill Sardi. We'll be back in just a moment. here at Radio Liberty, and we'd love to hear from you if you have a question.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan and Sidney Bill Sardis talking about the fact that up in North Dakota, they're talking about doing away with the property taxes, which will mean that a lot of people are going to move to North Dakota because they don't want to have to pay property taxes. They don't want to have to pay high income taxes. And the states will be competing with one another. And, of course, the states that have the lowest tax rates will have, of course, more people going there. And what we need, of course, is to cut back on the state expenditures. Basically, if you look and see what we have, of course, in the state of California, we have a welfare system for the retired politicians. And if you get been in the assembly for a few years, the state senate for a few years, and they get voted out of office, you immediately get a lush playing job. And they waste literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, on all sorts of goodies and payoffs to the politicians. And there's all sorts of corruption that they utilize at the state level. And certainly the legislators can know what's going to happen because they vote on the bills. And they can, of course, take action ahead of time to enrich themselves. Conflict of interest. Our country's been around for 250 years. And they just decided at the national level to pass legislation that you can't have insider trading by the members of Congress, but that nothing like that in California, because of course if you want to get ahead in the world, why of course you get your sect itself elected to political office and you're set for life. Go right ahead, Bill.
If North Dakota passes this, not only do you have no property taxes, But your value of your property goes up, and the value of surrounding state properties goes down. And so you create a phenomena where you're going to pressure the other states into doing this. If we could get rid of the property taxes, then this would be a big plus, and we would have to pass taxes with the consent of the governed for specific purposes, rather than just a general fee that they can collect, hide the surpluses, spend everything that's collected, pad everything that the money that they get, all the budgets, hide it in secret accounts is what they do. You actually see the budget that Jerry Brown and the state of California talks about being bankrupt. He needs $5 billion and then maybe $20 billion. But he doesn't tell you that the budget is the wish list. It's not where the real money is. That's the comprehensive annual financial report, which you can go online and see, and you'll see quite a bit of money that the state of California has in specialized accounts. It's assigned to certain uses and so on. But the government is not bankrupt, and it could vote those monies away from those funds and into, of course, the general fund if it wanted to. So it doesn't want to tell you about how much money it really has. The city of Laverne, where I live in California here, has a $35 million surplus hidden in the comprehensive annual financial report. And yet they were asking for increases for money for the parks and this kind of thing. When they had a $35 million surplus, that was on top of a $17 million surplus in the general fund. So they're telling you these things. Governments have ways of hiding money. They're doing it at the state level, the county level, the federal level, and the city level. They have money outside of the general fund. And these, of course, are designated accounts for special purposes or whatever. Well, you know, that they actually have investment accounts. The state of California has them. The city of Stockton had them that went into bankruptcy. And these investment accounts are losing money. They're getting maybe 2.85%, maybe 3%. Well, of course, we're just trying to inform the audience here tonight that you need to make 7 to 10% to break even because of inflation. And by the way, if you're working for your boss, you need to go down to the office tomorrow morning and inform him that you need a 7 to 10% pay raise this year and next year and the following year or whatever inflation is, because that's the only way you're going to stay ahead. Obviously, your boss won't be able to give it to you, and, of course, that'll cause all kinds of confusion and problems, but that's exactly what you need in order to stay ahead. So, this is what's going on. We don't understand inflation. We were never taught it in school. We were never taught how they fleece us of our money when we have a home mortgage. And I've tried to do this on the radio a few times, trying to explain that a bank only has 10% of the money in a home mortgage at risk, which is not their own money, it's their depositors' money. On a $300,000 home loan, they only have $30,000 at risk. They have the right to turn $30,000 into $300,000, called fractional banking. The $30,000 is the reserve amount, and then they make that into $300,000. Now remember, they only had $30,000 of their real money, their depositors' money at risk. What did you put down on a $300,000 home? A 10% deposit, your down payment, which is $30,000. They now had no money at risk, but let's go on. Let's assume it was they had their $30,000 at risk, and then you're into a 4% loan of $300,000, which is $12,000 a year, $1,000 a month. I'm not counting property tax and insurance. So at $1,000 a month mortgage payment, how many months to pay the bank back? It's $30,000. Of course, 30 months. That's 2.5 years. How long is your mortgage? 30 years. You have 27.5 years of pure profit to the bank, and you never understood this or ever had it explained to you by your parents, by your tax accountant, by your teachers, by your banker, by no one. A home mortgage today is complete usury. It is unfair interest rates on the poor. And by the way, you have the idea that you own the home, or at least your wife does, but they get to hang the curtains, those kind of things, paint the house the way you want. But you're actually funding the bank's investment. And the first 7 years, a home loan is paying off all the interest. And the first 15 years of a 30-year mortgage, and the last 15 years paying off the principal. Most people move in a 7-year period, so those home loans are optimally making money for the banks. There's no equity being made and increased by the homeowner. And, of course, you're being fleeced of all your money. You had no idea it was happening to you because they keep all this out of the school system to keep you from learning how the elites know how to make money. It's the banksters who are behind it all. And, of course, Americans could be quite wealthy if they knew any of these things. And this is why I say for the longest time I just rented. I never bought. When I finally did have enough money, I paid down a house in 6 years. And, of course, the biggest problem now is should my income waver and I can't make the property taxes, guess who owns the whole thing? The state. So it takes them a little while here in California to get it, but then they'll sell it off, and I've lost all my investment. So that needs to stop. We need to get rid of property taxes, as outrageous as that sounds. But governments have learned to consider the money theirs, and all we do is to get to borrow it or use it temporarily. We even only have money for a fleeting moment. Then we give it back to the banks. And the banks begin to use it if we put it in an interest-bearing account. And so you put your money into the bank, let's say $1,000 into a savings account. Let's say you make 5%. You don't even make 1% today. But let's say it's the old 5%. So on $1,000, you'd make 50 bucks. And, the bank lends the money out at about 7% in the old days before the problems we have today. Well, that didn't sound too bad. You make 5%, they make 7%, but that isn't the way it works. The bank makes your $1,000 into $10,000. It loans out the $9,000, keeping the $1,000 as a reserve. I hope you're following this. So the bank loans out $9,000 at 7%, 9 times 7, 63. $630 interest the bank makes every year on your money, and you make $50. Does that sound fair to you? Bank makes $630, you make $50. Is that fair? You never had this, Todd, to you. You're getting fleeced on the money in the bank on top of losing what you're losing due to inflation, and you had no idea all this was going on because they make sure you're never taught any of this in school. Fiat money. Fiat means just print it, and we've seen all the systems that have done that in history. Right now, what we're doing is dollarizing the world. We're printing counterfeit money all over the place and sending it overseas to destroy the economies of our competitors, competing nations. And as we destroy their economies due to inflation with too much money, why, we elevate our economy, and that's what's keeping us in the game these days. We're actually bringing down other countries, and this is the way we do it, by spreading our money everywhere. So printing more money is just like war, and that's what we're doing with other countries. The G20, the top 20 countries, met to beg the United States to stop printing the money and destroying everyone else's economy, but we're still doing it. We have 29 forms of paper money that we've printed, and some of them are marked so that they won't get back into the United States, flood our market, and create the inflation. So we are actually counterfeiters. We make counterfeit forms of our money, and we make it for other countries to have and not get back in the United States. So if you want to look all this up, you can look it up in places and find it. So we're being fleeced of our money, and some of us may consider ourselves shrewd, and in the past, we invested in municipal bonds, which are tax-deferred. You don't pay until you retire and collect the money later. 401k plans, which were tax-deferred. The municipal bonds are waged against, the pensions of the public employees. There's no way they're going to pay on those muni bonds. The 401ks, they're going to be confiscated. You're saying, well, why or how? How could that be possible? Well, they did this in Argentina. Look, Medicare is trying to get private insurance pool, young, healthy workers, to pool the money in with the older Medicare fund pool those two funds to save the Medicare fund. And so we're going to eventually take the 401k pool of younger workers who have a tax-deferred plan and say we're going to insure it or do something and tell people we'll protect it, but really it'll be a confiscation, and we'll merge it in with Social Security to prevent that from collapsing. And, of course, they'll tell you have money in an account under your name, just like they do in Social Security, when nothing exists under your name but some IOUs. So this is what's going to go on. You're being fleeced of every penny they can dream of taking and more. And you can't even imagine this, whether it's your home mortgage, whether it's the money you have in the bank, whether you're losing money on the bank. And so I know with great dismay, you might think, well, then what do we do? What do we do? And, of course, you've heard people say, with a little bit of your money taken by gold and silver, that shouldn't be your whole wealth. You should have a little bit of cash on hand in case, well, there's earthquakes or hurricanes or something that makes the ATM machines not work, let alone an economic crisis and a banking holiday. And you should have, of course, something intangible. These are wholly owned properties. It could be artwork, anything that can't be duplicated like paper money as fast as paper money can. And, of course, some of the experts tell you to get into, of all things, equities, stocks, even though they're manipulated. They'll be worth something in the downturn. Richard Rogers of the Rogers 2000 Fund saying he who wins when the economy falls is the person who loses the least. So everyone loses. Your idea is to lose the least. And, of course, the problem for you is you don't know about money. You punt. You use economic advisors, financial advisors. All of them are linked in with this nefarious world economy and system of swiping your money. If you have a mutual fund, most of the mutual funds are taking more out in fees than they're paying the people who have the money in the fund. Now, you may not be told this. Maybe you're living off a mutual fund, but you're being fleeced as we talk. And so this is kind of what goes on. No one has any idea what to do. And, of course, even the rich are just trying to hoard their money or put it in a bank account and lose a little bit because they just don't know what to do with their money that's safe anymore.
Well, I think it's very important that people understand what's really going on today. There is no way to solve the problems we're facing. When you have these massive debts and no way to pay them off, why, of course, then what do? Well, of course, you destroy the whole system by going to war. And that's exactly what they're planning now. They're telling us we're probably going to have to go to war with, of course, Iran. Why? Because there's a possibility that Iran might get the nuclear bomb. Not that they're working on it, not that they're even going to work on it, but they might at some time get the nuclear weapons, and that would be a danger to the stability of the Near East, the Middle East, and the United States, because somehow or other those nuclear weapons could be used against us, and we can't let any
responsible country. Of course, we gave the atom bomb to Pakistan, no problem, and they're a very shaky country.
But that's
no problem.
That's the point, and that the average American does not know that we transferred the technology and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan, and this was some years ago. That's a Sybil Edmonds story. If you've not read it, go to my website at radioliberty.com. I simply go to your search engine and type in radioliberty.com, Sybil Edmonds, S-I-B-E-L-E-D-M-O-N-D-S. You'll read the whole story there. So why was it all right for us to transfer the technology and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan, which is an unstable Muslim country, which now probably has between 150 and 200 nuclear weapons, but we have to be fearful that Iran at some future date might decide to build a nuclear weapon? Well, the thing is, of course, I believe that they want a nuclear war. And when this nuclear war comes about, why, of course, the Muslim world is going to have their nuclear weapons because we gave it to them. Why would you do something that stupid unintentionally? It wasn't unintentional at all. You remember, of course, what God said the first time he would destroy the earth by water, but the next time it would be by fire. Could that be what is in the offering? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bill, would you like to get your website out or anything so people can get in touch with you if they wanted to contact you?
Well, you know, I write about health matters, and that's at knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledgeofhealth.com. There's nothing commercial there, and for people who have health questions, they can email me. We're happy to give you free information, look up things for you, get you answers. It's all part of a public service program we offer. And, of course, I do have books, and some people like to read those. Those are at naturalhealthlibrarian.com. I don't make any income on those, no profit. It's simply a fee for handling the website and the website manager there. But you can find those at naturalhealthlibrarian.com.
And you'll find, of course, many of the articles by Bill Sadi on the Internet. He writes very frequently for Lou Rockwell, and you can certainly type in Bill Sadi, Lou Rockwell, and then on many subjects financially.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Bill Sadi, it's been a fascinating evening. Thank you so very much for being with us. And our guest has been Bill
Sadi. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I hope everyone supports Radio Liberty.
God bless and thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, why, we'd love to hear from you. We do need your support to maintain this network of 70 outlets that we have every single week. That's radio stations. Some of them are daily, some of them are once a week. Shortwave stations, internet, telephone, and certainly satellite But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us in what we do, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to certainly get the latest information, we have a number of new DVDs. One's by Betty Martini on aspartame. It's one of the best things I've ever seen on aspartame. A biological warfare agent that they put into about 6,000 of our food products, specifically targeting our children to destroy their minds, to destroy their bodies, to destroy their health. That is aspartame, which of course breaks down into phenyl, methyl alcohol, and then to formaldehyde. Why would you give that to our children? Why? To destroy their health, of course. Then, of course, you need to get the DVD by Roslyn Peterson on geoengineering. That's the title, geoengineering. The Betty Martini is simply called aspartame. The Roslyn Peterson is called geoengineering. We have a new one by Michael Shaw called Agenda 21. We have a new four-tape set, or four-CD set. It's called Occupy Wall Street. Occupy Wall Street is a front. It is simply a controlled opposition set up by the people of great wealth to give you the impression that there's opposition to the establishment. But, of course, as it works so often, they always control the opposition. They control the conservative movement. They control the liberal movement. They control the Christian movement. And most of our major Christian ministries are under their control. Why do you think that the Christian church is not speaking out against torture or against this unnecessary war that's coming with Iran, or against the unnecessary wars we've had in Afghanistan and in Iraq, or certainly the U.S. involvement in the overthrow of the government in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya and now in Syria? Where is the Christian church speaking out for peace? And of course, it's deafening in its silence. Because the Christian movement has been taken over, as certainly as the Catholic Church, which at one time a pillar of virtue, and now, of course, a place, an organization that supports certainly homosexuality and pedophilia and corruption at the highest level. So basically, you need to get the information about what's going on. We have another excellent DVD. It's called The Dangerous Deception. It's an interview with Norman Dodd, who was the director of research of the Reese Committee, the only organization ever permitted to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations. And what did they find? Why, they found out that the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, decided that the best way to bring about world peace was a series of wars. And we've gone from war to war to war ever since then. Included along with the interview is a discourse for about 45 minutes with me. As I tell you what I've learned over the last 50 years, so you don't have to go through the painful process of making all the mistakes I've made. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and so until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. You are welcome. You are wanted. You are encouraged to ask questions at the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 9th of March, 2010. Hope you had a good weekend, special weekend. Those of you that celebrated for the Easter holidays or Passover or whatever you celebrated, I do hope that you had a very special time. You know, memories are made of this moment. Think about it. Memories are made of this moment right now. Making the best of this moment. And that's why we've got to stay in the now. Not worrying about, are they going to do ABCD? We stay in the now. And I find that one of the most insulating, satisfying things to do is to comfort yourself by living in the now.